Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden has issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi days after a deadly tornado ripped through the state, killing at least 25 people. WJTV's Jeremy Harrells in Jackson.
Rolling Fork and Silver Creek communities where tornadoes ripped through Friday night, causing severe destruction, multiple fatalities, and destroying entire communities. Mima now in a Twitter post that the search and rescue teams from numerous local and state agencies were deployed, along with personnel to assist those impacted by the tornadoes. The fatalities were reported in Sharkey, Humphreys, Carroll, and Monroe counties.
At least one person's also died in Alabama, and the National Weather Service warns storms are still moving across the South today. In Pennsylvania, another person's been pulled from the rubble of a candy factory where at least three people have now died. KYW's Marcela Baedo has the latest.
First responders continue the desperate search for survivors of the massive explosion. Early Saturday morning, one person was pulled from beneath the rubble.
Crews are continuing their diligent efforts in sifting through the debris in order to locate any additional individuals.
Local first responders are working with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, special equipment, and dogs to find anyone who is still trapped.
Officials say four people are still missing. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been released from rehab. He's been getting physical therapy for a concussion after a bad fall earlier this month. The 81-year-old says he'll be working from home this week. Thousands of Trump supporters gathered in Waco, Texas last night for the former president first 2024 campaign rally. Reporter Chris Fox was there.
Trump Force One landing in Waco about 50 minutes after the former president was scheduled to address the MAGA rally. Trump did speak for an hour and a half, critical of President Biden for overturning his executive orders. Then he focused on a top opponent for the Republican nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You'll see some numbers that are weak. Just had one today. 69 for Trump, and I think 18 or 19 for DeSanctimonious.
Trump ending the speech with one final argument.
I will prevent World War III, which we're heading into.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Waco, Texas.
UConn's headed to the next round of March Madness after beating Gonzaga last night, 82-54.
Zeros on the clock. And Dan Hurley is taking his UConn team to the Final Four.
That call on TBS, it's UConn's first Final Four in 9 years. By the way, FAU also beat Kansas State last night, 79-76. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Track, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Yeah!
Rising into the sky, a drop from the pool. Max Inc. Heavy, we are local music. There's two songs from the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Last Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's North Side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st. With All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Go be down, grab
Meridians and Terminus on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds are homeless after a tornado tore through parts of Mississippi.
It had broke out some windows that I didn't know that I didn't hear them break. And all the tree falling that was so close to my house, I didn't know that. And then it tore up one of my trucks.
At least 26 people have died in Mississippi and Alabama. Storms are still expected in several states in the South today. Crews are still searching for survivors of an explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania. West Reading Fire Chief Chad Moyer.
Due to the violence of the explosion and the amount of time that has passed, the chance of finding survivors is decreasing rapidly.
Three people have died. And former President Trump held his first campaign rally of 2024 last night in Texas.
And yet, after going over 11 million pages of documents, I built a great company. They've got nothing. They've got nothing.
He's referring to his possible indictment this week in New York. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy. 20-Minute Mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday, tomorrow, at the Crucible, and Casket Robber just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. Here's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
What?
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.